This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, November 22nd, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. At least 53 people were killed last weekend in an attack in the West African country of Burkina Faso, prompting protests over the government's failure to restrain a four-year Islamist insurgency, reports International Christian Concern. The Muslims killed 49 military police officers and four civilians near a gold mine in Ennahda, a territory in the northern Soum region. Jesus said, "And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." Matthew 7, verse 23. On Friday, Vice President Kamala Harris assumed the powers of the Commander-in-Chief for 85 minutes while President Joe Biden was under anesthesia for a colonoscopy. On his late-night comedy show, Fox host Greg Gutfeld said this.
"Of course, that meant during the procedure, this person was in charge."
What do you want to know?
Well, I want to give you...
Yep, she was just a polyp away from the presidency.
Jurors acquitted Kyle Rittenhouse on all counts on Friday in Kenosha, Wisconsin, reports the Epoch Times. The jury reached the verdict just after 12:10 p.m. local time, and the foreman read it aloud in the Kenosha County Courthouse shortly afterwards. Rittenhouse, age 18, sat quietly before the verdict was read. After he had learned from the foreman of the jury that he had been acquitted of all charges, he started shaking, crying, and breathing heavily. His knees appeared to buckle, and he sat down abruptly and hugged his attorney, who was urging him to calm down. On August 25, 2020, Rittenhouse shot three men in Kenosha, Wisconsin. The first man, Joseph Rosenbaum, age 36, was advancing on him. The closest witness said Rosenbaum lunged for the weapon. Rittenhouse began running toward law enforcement officers, but was attacked by several people, including Anthony Huber, age 26, who struck Rittenhouse's head with a skateboard. Rittenhouse shot Huber. The third man who was shot, Gage Grosskreutz, age 28, was pointing a handgun at Rittenhouse when he was fired upon. Rosenbaum and Huber died from their wounds. Grosskreutz survived with a gunshot wound to his right bicep. Defense lawyers and Rittenhouse said all three shootings were in self-defense. Prosecutors said Rittenhouse was negligent and reckless in his handling of the weapon and should have surrendered to those attacking him. Appearing on Fox News Channel with Laura Ingraham, former President Donald Trump described Kyle Rittenhouse as the poster boy for self-defense.
"I think that it was a great decision. I was surprised it had to go this far. Somebody should have ended it earlier, and frankly, the case should have never been brought. It was prosecutorial misconduct, in my opinion. If you're talking about innocence based on self-defense, this was the poster boy. I think he would have been dead if he had waited a quarter of a second when that gun was pointed at his head. That guy was going to pull that trigger. Literally, you're talking about less than a second. He would have been dead."
Law professor Alan Dershowitz told Fox News host Sean Hannity he hopes Rittenhouse sues CNN following his acquittal.
"I hope that Rittenhouse sues CNN. They have a policy, a history of distorting facts in order to present a narrative. You have to distinguish between opinions and facts. You can't sue somebody for calling Rittenhouse a vigilante. That's a matter of opinion. But you can sue them for saying that he crossed state lines with an illegal weapon or that he was a white supremacist. And I do think CNN and others have to be held accountable for abusing the First Amendment and lying about individuals."
And Pastor Jeff Botkin of Christ the King Church in Hickman County, Tennessee, wrote that the prosecutors wanted to, quote, "prove that law-abiding gun owners are criminals, that lawful self-defense is now a criminal act, and that court proceedings can be hijacked to demolish standing law, to erase traditional jurisprudence, and to dismantle justice. They wanted to prove that any expression of masculine responsibility is psychopathic. They wanted to demonstrate that active engagement on the part of young men is a psychopathic drive to power and dominance. Thus, they set out to prove that Kyle was a psychopathic murderer by referring to him as an active shooter. They claimed that he was unreasonable in concluding that he was in danger, and that he was unreasonable in using deadly force, thus guilty of willful murder. End quote. 400 years ago, during the first Thanksgiving celebration, the Pilgrims and the Indians were thanking Almighty God for his goodness. Learn the real story of the Pilgrims today on the Generations Podcast as I interview Dr. Jerry Newcomb, Executive Director of the Providence Forum, about his new documentary entitled The Pilgrims.
And when you think about it, Adam, the Pilgrims had the seeds of America sown right there in Plymouth in terms of religious liberty, free enterprise, self-rule under God, creating a document that would govern you together like the Mayflower Compact. That was the prototype to the U.S. Constitution.
To hear my interview, go to generations.org/radio. And finally, the Reawaken America Tour, which featured speakers including former National Security Advisor Mike Flynn, political consultant Roger Stone, and MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell, came to Cornerstone Church here in San Antonio, Texas. Sadly, Clay Clark led the crowd in Let's Go Brandon chants, a euphemism for a vulgar insult aimed at President Joe Biden, reports the Christian Post. Listen. Ephesians 4, verse 29 says, "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen." A week later, Matt Hagee, the church's pastor and son of the founding pastor, John Hagee, has apologized. In a statement published last Thursday, he said, quote, "Last week, I allowed an event to be held at Cornerstone Church by an outside organization. Regrettably, the organization was not properly vetted. It was not appropriate to allow this event at our church. The church is not associated with this organization and does not endorse their views." End quote. Richard Land, the executive director of the Christian Post, tweeted, quote, "The phrase, 'Let's go, Brandon,' a euphemism for an obscene anti-Biden rant, should be abhorrent to all Americans, regardless of their political affiliation. And for this vulgar chant to be proclaimed in a church is blasphemous," end quote. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Monday, November 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.